The Sultan of Sizzle. The Titan of Toastiness. The Kingpin of Kindling. These are the admired ones. Those who've created the prime place together. They don't just have a backyard. They have the backyard. Because they know a solo stove fire pit is more than just the ultimate smokeless fire pit. It's a place where friendships are forged, football is revered, and food is enjoyed. Solo Stove, the perfect flame for the big game.
When the whole family comes together to watch the game, nobody wants to miss a second of the action to run to the grocery store. With Instacart, you can get all your weekly groceries in as fast as an hour. Less time shopping means more game time. Let's go. Visit instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I am coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Our super producer and host, Ryan Hickey, is holding it down for us on the boards in New York City. In New York City. And you could be listening wherever, however. I'm just glad that you're here. We got people tuned in on the free Odyssey app. People are listening on their local CBS Sports Radio affiliates, Sirius XM Channel 158. And you can also tune in on a smart speaker. You got one in your house? Ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. If you're like us here at Odyssey, we got smart speakers everywhere, even a men's restroom. We do. Just ask it to play CBS Sports Radio while you do number two. Anyway, I'm going to be here with you for three more hours. It's a four-hour show. I get started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 Pacific. Much love to everybody tuned in all over North America, everybody out in Vegas getting ready for the Super Bowl, everybody out there, you know, pushing the Ubers and delivery and factory workers and airport people, my people at restaurants, sitting in traffic, wherever you're at, whatever you're doing. Maybe you're at home. Thank you so much for tuning in. We've already had a good first hour. Thank you so much to Thomas Dimitrov. He is the former general manager of the Atlanta Falcons. He's associated to a lot of people who are currently in the news. We're going to hear from a few of them momentarily. We heard from Raheem Morris, who is the new head coach of the Atlanta Falcons. He was introduced today to the media here in Atlanta. And up in D.C., Dan Quinn, former defensive coordinator for the Dallas Cowboys, as well as a former head coach of the Atlanta Falcons, Dan Quinn is getting a new chance, a new opportunity to coach the Washington Commanders. Everything brand new in Washington. New ownership group, a new general manager, and now Dan Quinn introduced earlier today as well. Today is a big day in the NFL. We know that we're now less than a week away from the Super Bowl taking place out in Vegas between the San Francisco 49ers and the Kansas City Chiefs. And tonight is an important night. It's media night in the NFL. And so about an hour from now, an hour, 90 minutes or so, both teams will be introduced to the media, to the fans in attendance, and it's going to be a free-for-all. It is a massive media event, takes place on the arena floor out in Vegas, and basically the players will sit up on these raised seats and desks on a dais, and they will be inundated with ridiculous questions and some legitimate ones from reporters. And the whole idea is for every media member possible to get as much content as they possibly can. And so whether or not you happen to be Nickelodeon or you happen to be, I don't know, the Sports Business Journal, you know, everybody has a place at NFL Media Night. One of the big stories, you know, what will be said or what will Patrick Mahomes Jr. Say about his dad? He was arrested, senior was, this past weekend, Saturday morning, out in Katy, Texas. Reportedly could not pass a field sobriety test. And then also had what was alleged to be a 16-ounce open Coors Light in the center console. And if you're having Coors Light in the morning time and you got a 16-ounce in the car with you, Hickey, how many of them Coors Lights do you think he had between, let's just say, 5 p.m. in the morning?
Probably a number too high for him to count to. At that point, too high.
Yeah, I don't know how high he could count. Maybe if he could count, he wouldn't have been arrested. We're going to see. And it's a sad sidebar when you got to talk about Patrick Mahomes Sr., his dad, you know, being arrested in Texas. And so if I were him, I would stay away. I wouldn't make a spectacle of myself. We know his dad has been very, very visible, you know, over the past couple of years, whether it's winning a Super Bowl, which, you know, I assume would be normal, or we saw him at the AFC Championship game up in Baltimore, you know, on the field as his son went to another or goes to another Super Bowl. So Patrick Mahomes, just stay home. Also, Roger Goodell, he just wrapped his press conference, his Super Bowl week press conference. I know he had a few words to say. So we got a lot to do the rest of the show. We're going to hear from Dan Quinn and Raheem Morris. I want to share with you some audio from these two individuals. We will do that this hour. Roger Goodell did have some interesting news to share. The Philadelphia Eagles will open next season in Brazil. So later this year, the Philadelphia Eagles will be in Brazil. And it's also worth noting, the game is going to take place on a Friday night. And so we won't just have our traditional Thursday night opener. We're going to have a Friday opener in Brazil. Then we're going to move to Sunday and Monday. I feel like I'm reciting the opening song of Happy Days. It's just, it's every day is a day for the NFL. And Roger Goodell had to answer, I guess, some tough questions. Hickey and I just discussed this prior to the break. This is the first time, as far as I can recall, that the commissioner's press conference was invite only. And if you're not aware, over the past couple of seasons, past couple of years, Roger Goodell has been asked about the NFL and its workplace diversity, specifically when it comes down to the NFL Network and NFL media. And so I guess Roger Goodell wanted to control things a little bit more. But he did speak to the media, and I guess he was asked a tough question. Not only did he get a question about Taylor Swift, he's like, oh, yeah, it's good, it's great. She brings attention to the game. Roger Goodell was asked about officiating and flags and officials suck. This was what Roger Goodell had to say about it.
In professional sports and all sports, officiating is part of that. I think in the NFL, the level of scrutiny is at the highest I've ever seen it. And that's part of our popularity. I understand that. It's part of the technology. You all do such a great job that you see more than you could ever see in officiating. The game is faster. I think our officials do a great job. They are superior. But at the end of the day, no one's perfect, whether it's all of us that watches the games or play the games or coach the games or the officials. We have to continue to try to get better. We have to work, use technology where we can to try to improve their performance, let them use technology to make sure they get the right answer. But I think they do an incredible job, but we're going to keep working to get better ultimately.
This has been on my mind for years. And I believe I have the answer here. If we are fully embracing technology in the NFL, why in the hell are these old dudes still walking around with sticks and chains and index cards trying to measure whether or not a guy went 5 inches, 5 feet, or 5 yards? We have so much technology. And I get it. You don't want to knock anybody's job off. Why the hell are we measuring a first down with chains? Like, we could put a chip. We don't even need to put a chip in the ball. Everything is marked on the field. There's so many cameras. We don't need these dudes in chains spending 3.5 hours trying to figure out if it's a first down or a turnover. It's maddening. Hey, Ryan, am I making sense here, man? Like, we got these old dudes with chains and sticks.
It makes no sense. They're only on one side of the field. They're slower. No disrespect, but it's true. It is such a simple and easy fix. I mean, we have cameras in the pylon where the first down is. You can't figure out technology to make it so fast and easy to see. Did he get the first down or not?
Nah, I'm
with you 100%.
Nah, they got to bring out the chain and, you know, the two old dudes that jog with it. Hey, and this is not a joking thing, but there was a guy, one of those chain gang, one of them chain old men chain people. Do you remember Alvin Kamara ran into that guy's leg and broke it a couple of months ago?
I was going to say break is a nice way to say it. Like, shattered his leg?
Yeah, that guy's leg got shattered.
He was writhing in pain, too, on the sideline. Yeah, you could hear it.
Screaming like a you-know-what. Oh, my, I can't imagine. You think he's going to work again? I don't know. We don't know.
I hope so. Be a nice little comeback. Comeback player of the year, 2024. Lock it up.
Well, you know, it's a terrible thing. People were writing. They were jokes. Just people are jerks. It's just what it is. But people were saying, oh, man, he needs to sue the NFL for having his leg broke on the sideline. It's just like, man, I'm sure his insurance got him. He's good. But it would be nice if you could break your leg on the sidelines and just, I don't know if it's worth a couple million if you can get it. But anyway, get rid of the old people on the sidelines. They're wasting time. Utilize the technology for that. And let's go ahead and just please keep things moving. It's not necessary. Anyway, if the NFL wants to embrace technology, this is no different than Major League Baseball saying, hey, we're going to keep umpires, even though on a minor league level, they already utilize robo-umps. It comes down to workforce. So the NFL can save us all. But, hey, it's all a part of the game. It's a part of storytelling. It keeps people with their jobs. And so whatever works. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Paul is calling from Rhode Island. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Paul, please go ahead with your point.
All right, JR. I miss your show, man. Thank you for taking my call. And your producer. Listen, I'm just the reason why I'm calling is I think the 49ers are going to beat them by 10 points, Kansas City. That's my opinion. But my original call was about how the referees distinguish who goes in, who goes out. Here's the deal. You have brothers on the field making decisions, and yet they can't gamble, but yet they can make decisions on the field to make other people, Vegas, doesn't matter who it is. And I know
let's save us some time. Are you calling the referees dirty? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. I'm telling you, the Zebra Brothers, they definitely make a decision like last year.
Okay.
I love watching Mahomes. Don't get me wrong. He's absolutely great. But if you're that great, you really need to take a 15-yard penalty dive to get into the Super Bowl?
So let me ask you a question, Paul.
Go ahead.
Since you believe the referees are, on the take, are you gambling? Are you betting on this Sunday Super Bowl? Are you putting money down?
Yes, I'm taking.
Help me out here. Why are you gambling if you believe that, what's taking place on the field is not valid? Like, it's fixed.
Here you go, my brother. I've been gambling since I was 14 years old. I had a 14. Little heat man, 4'7", to teach me everything about gambling.
Okay.
You have to take your heart out of it sometimes.
Okay.
When you're gambling.
So you're an addict.
Here's the deal. I think San Francisco is legit. I think Kansas City, with Patrick Mahomes, as great as he is, and his little cheating part of it,
okay.
I think I'm going to tell you right now, San Francisco is going to take it by 10.
Okay. Thank you, Paul. Well, no, we don't need all of that, Paul. I think we got enough. But good luck. I hope you win some money, okay?
Listen, I love your show.
Thanks.
Well, I love your show. Valley's love your show in Rhode Island. And I'm going to tell you right now, welcome to the prime time. And I'm going to tell you right now, the best thing about you is that you are legit, bro.
Well, thank you, Paul. I appreciate you, man. Thank you for calling from Rhode Island. Thank you, Paul. Yeah, too legit to quit. That's kind of, he says he was gambling since he was 14 years old. He's an addict, Tiki. He's an addict. Can we put him in, what is it? Not Alcoholics. Gamblers Anonymous?
Gamblers Anonymous. 1-800-GAMBLER.
He ain't all that anonymous. He just called us up on a nationally syndicated show, so.
I guess he's been winning a decent amount. Age out Paul, but he sounded like an older man. Let's just say 50 years. If he's been gambling 14? At 14.
Well, what are you gambling when you're 14 years old, though? What do you think? He's gambling lunch?
No.
Marbles?
Yeah. But, I mean, you got to win at least enough to keep it going. I'm assuming he's not losing his shirt off his back and still, I mean, at least I hope not, you know, putting credits out there. That's when it gets dangerous.
Well, when you're 14 years old, you're not, well, when he was 14, was he playing with G.I. Joe's? What was he doing?
You could gamble with your G.I. Joe, you know, maybe baseball a PB&J cards. Lunch sandwich there.
Baseball cards. Maybe that's
baseball cards?
Yeah. Well, I guess he got
stamps.
Like, stamps. So, yeah, that's
right. Like I was collecting stamps back in the day.
That's a lost art, right? I mean, are people, unless you got to like physically mail something, are people still going to the post office like they used to? No, right?
I don't. Yeah, I can't remember the last time I sent a letter out.
A post office. Are they still teaching kids? Did you have to learn how to like properly format a letter for the post office?
Did we learn that in school? I can't remember. Maybe.
Yeah, well, I had to learn that in school. And, you know, they got all this stuff. I realize every time I drive by a bank, I'm like, hey, ain't been in there in a while. It's just, it's times have changed, man. So, hey, Paul, I hope you end up with your money. I know you don't believe in the NFL or its system, and you think the referees, the Zebra Brothers, are on the take, and maybe you have some inside information that we are not privy to. The JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. The NFL, it keeps expanding. The Eagles are going to open up next season on a Friday night in Brazil. We're going to talk about that. I told you Raheem Morris was introduced here in Atlanta, Georgia today as the new head coach of the Falcons, and Dan Quinn introduced today as well up in D.C. We're going to hear some of their comments, and then we're also going to learn who doesn't have a job in D.C.? Dan Quinn is already telling somebody, hey, I'm in charge, and you're gone. I'll fill you in. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
The Sultan of Sizzle, the Titan of Toastiness, the Kingpin of Kindling. These are the admired ones, those who've created the prime place together. They don't just have a backyard, they have the backyard, because they know a solo stove fire pit is more than just the ultimate smokeless fire pit. It's a place where friendships are forged, football is revered, and food is enjoyed. Solo Stove, the perfect flame for the big game.
Listen up. I won't sugarcoat it. This is the longest cold, flu, and allergy season we've ever seen, but we're not alone. We've got Instacart. Sure, you may be a coughing snot faucet who just wants mommy, but you're not giving up! Not when cold medicine, fragrant herbal teas, and honey shaped like bears can be delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes! Now let's go win the sick playoffs!
Daddy, I just want my soup.
Oh, sorry, Sport App says it'll be here in a few minutes. Instacart for the win.
And now, another episode of Dr. Harry Balzac, Underwear Therapist.
Doc, I'm sweating the small stuff. I can't sit still. I feel like I'm in such a pinch.
Well, it sounds like a clear case of scrotus tutitis. To put it simply, you need to upgrade your underwear to Tommy John. They're soft,
breathable,
and lightweight.
Please tell me they're moisture wicking.
Naturally. Plus, they stretch and move with you, so you can keep your mind and everything else clear.
This solves everything.
Not quite everything, but the thousands of five-star reviews and Tommy John's best pair you'll ever wear or its free guarantee will give you the peace of mind you clearly need.
Thanks, Dr. Balzac.
You can get 20% off your first order right now at TommyJohn.com/victory. How does that make you feel?
Now can we talk about my...
Oh, I'm sorry, our time is up. But remember, 20% off your first order at TommyJohn.com/victory. TommyJohn.com/victory. See site for details.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. And I want you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. You want to talk to me? It's simple. It's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We got a busy show, a busy night. It's the beginning of Super Bowl week. The 49ers are already complaining about the conditions of their field. We already had a conversation with the Falcons, their former general manager and the current CEO of Sumter Sports. It's Thomas Dimitrov. He came through and talked to us about Raheem Morris taking over the Falcons. Dan Quinn taking over as head coach of the Washington Commanders. And both of these individuals were actually introduced earlier today in their respective markets. I'm here in Atlanta, so I had an opportunity to listen to Raheem Morris. And Raheem Morris coming over as defensive coordinator from the Los Angeles Rams, he was voted by the Players Association, one of the top five defensive coordinators in the entire NFL. He took over after Dan Quinn left here in Atlanta, Georgia. He didn't stick as the interim head coach. Ultimately, they hired the man who he is now replacing in Arthur Smith. And one of the first things that Raheem Morris said is that, listen, I take a look at the Falcons' offense. I know we need a quarterback, but this is what excites him.
That's really easy. Drake London. Bijan Robinson. I mean, this man has acquired some really good pieces and tools, right? And the things you got to change is just the obvious holes that we'll talk about, right? And every team every year is going to have some differences. Every team every year is going to have some change. Every team's going to be different. And we just got to keep building on those moments when they change, when they don't happen, when they do happen, yada, yada, yada.
You got to keep building on those moments. I told you, this is his second go-round as coach. He was a coach at one point in time for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He was the interim head coach for the Atlanta Falcons, and now he gets another go-round here. And so, knowing that you're back in Atlanta, knowing that you were the defensive coordinator for the Los Angeles Rams, hey, Raheem, what the hell did you learn, and how are you going to apply it the second time?
When you're 32 years old, you got all the answers. All right, just ask me, and I'll tell you, right? And what you find out is a learning process every single day. And you better be able to lean on people and talk to people and find out what is the best thing at work, right? When I took this job and I got offered it, right, by Terry and Arthur, obviously, making the decision, but I told him in my interview process, I said, hey, I don't need to be the smartest person in the building. I want to hire, I want to have, I want to be contribute, I want to collaborate.
Oh, yeah. Now, that is smart. That's what they say about successful people. There comes a point in time where ultimately you gotta give up a little bit. You gotta be able to delineate. You gotta say, hey, you do this, you do this, you do this. You need a system of checks and balances. And Raheem Morris also understands the balance between the general manager and the head coach. So Raheem Morris, now being with the Falcons, he's gonna be working with their general manager, Terry Fontenot. And what did he learn from Los Angeles? You got Sean McVay, you got Les Snead. What did you learn from that relationship? Listen to what Raheem said.
One of the first things I told Sean, just noticing how we moved through daily and rhythm and routine and things that we've done, was, man, I am jealous of you and Les Snead's relationship. I said, to watch you guys collaborate and move in silence, be able to talk about everything, have your communication ongoing, have your communication consistent, honest, open, all of those things that you guys do with each other, that is the next step. The maturity level that you get from that and being able to watch that and also talking to one of your really good friends while you're winning the championship, having the ability to go through some hard times that following year, having the year to start off with a really young team and start with your fundamentals, start with your physicality, start with controlling the ball, starting with some of those pillars, I thought was a really cool process. It was a really cool learning experience for me.
Well, I mean, if he could only have that same amount of success here in Atlanta with the Falcons, I think there'd be a lot of folks who will be happy. We know that there was a massive flirtation with Bill Belichick here in Atlanta. Even Thomas Dimitroff thought that Bill Belichick was going to be the head coach here in Atlanta with the Falcons. Ultimately, that did not happen. And now that we have every single head coaching vacancy and every seat filled, Bill Belichick doesn't have a job. He's likely to enter into the world of television and media, I guess, until a new job opens up next year. Is that a job with the Dallas Cowboys? Is that a job with the Philadelphia Eagles? If Nick Sirianni doesn't live up to expectations to at least compete for another Super Bowl. And so there's a lot to be seen. We know next up for the Atlanta Falcons is identifying who that next quarterback is going to be. Are the Falcons going to be able to draft someone in April? Are they going to just bring in a stopgap? There's a lot of names that have been bandied about. You know, is it a Russell Wilson, you know, coming on to help lead the way and throw the ball to Drake London and Kyle Pitts and hand it off to Bijan Robinson? It is going to take a concerted effort, and it shouldn't be a difficult one to utilize all of the weapons that the Falcons have at their disposal. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let's get to some of your calls, some of your comments before we hear from Dan Quinn, who also had some interesting remarks about his own staff in the future. Dan is here from Wisconsin. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Dan?
Yeah, I just absolutely cannot believe where Bill Belichick doesn't have a job. As a Packer fan, I couldn't believe McCarthy had to wait a year. He was, like, with him for 11 years, one losing season, a Super Bowl, four NFC championships, went to the playoffs. It took McCarthy a year, but I didn't think there's no way Bill Belichick is not going to be taken. I guess these organizations are worried about how much controlling he is, but still.
Yeah, well, I don't think it's a matter of control. I think it's a matter of timing, and that's it. I think it's a matter of timing. Do we all know and understand that Bill Belichick is one of the most accomplished coaches in NFL history? Yes, sure, absolutely. But there's a whole lot more that goes into coaching than just, you know, figuring out defense and X's and O's. There is actually a legitimate case to make about Bill Belichick that he don't know what the hell he's doing with an offense right now. If you look at some of the players that he selected, whether it be, I would start at number one with the quarterback, in Mac Jones, he hasn't had success, and not just on a football field, but just in kind of managing things post Tom Brady. Let's also keep in mind, he was the guy who ultimately wanted to move on a little bit sooner from Tom Brady, and he was told, nah, bruh, you can't do that. So there are questions about the end of his tenure with the Patriots, and I guess the larger question is, it's his age. And how does he fit in? And not just because he's 72 or going to be 72, is can he still connect with players at a new organization starting from scratch? It's one thing to have, let's just say, minimal expectations when you're hired by the Patriots more than 20 years ago. It's another thing to have all this success and just think that as a coach at his age in a different era, that it's easily going to translate into a brand new system. He may have to be a last-ditch Hail Mary next year for the Cowboys or for the Eagles. It's not easy just to have all this success and just dump him into a new place, you know?
Yeah, it's still mind-blowing to me.
it's not, because it's so much more than just, hey, he's coaching and running the team. Here's the first thing about coaching. The players got to respect you. That's it. They have to respect you. And I don't know if, you know, treating the organization or, you know, treating the building like it is, I don't even know. I have to choose my words carefully here. But treating the building like it's airtight and nothing gets in, nothing gets out, that's not the most comfortable environment. And let's keep in mind, yeah, the players are already young. And it's one thing to say I'm the boss here. It's another thing to just try to establish that somewhere else with people who are 22, 23, 24, 25. It's a quick way to get an eye roll and not have any success. So I think it's real clear as to why he doesn't have the job is because, hey, he hasn't had to look for or sign on or get a new job in about 25 years, and things are different. So I wouldn't be shocked if he's back next year, Dan. So you want to see Belichick? You don't got to wait too much longer, okay?
Yeah, I don't think so.
All right. Thank you, Dan, for calling from Wisconsin. Yeah, typically at this time of year, we're used to seeing Bill Belichick, right? Bill Belichick, media day, Bill Belichick looking miserable, Tom Brady preparing for the Super Bowl. We see it all. And I guess now that has just been passed on to the Kansas City Chiefs because they pretty much run everything. I'm about to post a photo on social media of me and this stupid mascot, the Rat Fox Kansas City. I don't know what the hell his name is, but hey, this is the Chiefs. It's their time to shine. 855-212-4CBS. Damon is calling from Virginia. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Damon?
Not much. How you doing, JR?
I'm excellent. What's on your mind?
I was calling to make a case that if Andy Reid wins this Super Bowl, he becomes the greatest coach of all time, in my opinion, because of, you know, I'm an Eagle fan. All of the things that he did with the Eagles and with Kansas City now for about 20 years with about 7 quarterbacks.
Yeah, I mean, that's fine. A consensus won't say that. I mean,
there's a commercial or something going on.
Yes, you're live on the radio, Damon. You interrupted me to stop and say nothing. What happened?
Okay, well, I was saying that. Well, I'm trying to tell you that there's a commercial on now that I really can't hear you.
Oh, well, that doesn't have anything to do with me, Damon. Hey, Hickey, is Damon okay? Is he listening? He got 2 ear pods in his ears? What's he doing?
I hope he's listening to the right station. I mean, it seemed like he was before, but
I don't know.
He's saying commercials. I don't know.
He's listening to commercials. I don't know what the heck that guy is doing. Anyway, well, thank you, Damon, for calling from Virginia. You can put Andy Reid wherever you want to put Andy Reid. We know about his success, first coach to have 100 wins here with 2 different teams and so on and so forth. He is going to be one of the greatest coaches of all time. I think that is done. It's well established. Whenever he does decide to hang him up, maybe he does have an additional Super Bowl. He already has 2 as a head coach. He has another as an assistant back in 1997. And so Andy Reid, I don't want to say he's padding his stats right now, but he is out there coaching one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. But am I going to throw him in front of, I don't know, Belichick and Shula? Yeah, I know about the multiple team success. Let's see him go out there and do it for a few more years. But he's going to go down as one of the greatest coaches. And his story, it's not done yet. There's more to do. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We're going to take a break. On the other side, we're going to talk about Dan Quinn. Dan Quinn introduced as the new head coach of the Commanders. And let's just say he had some thoughts on who's going to stay and who's going to go.
A Peanut Butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns...
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort. Coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
Make this Valentine's Day one she'll remember forever with an engagement ring from JamesAllen.com. James Allen knows each love story is unique. That's why they make it easy to custom design engagement rings at up to half the price of a traditional jeweler. Choose from tons of conflict-free diamonds, both natural and lab-grown, then pick your ring setting and metal. Shop the James Allen Valentine's Day sale and get 25% off with promo code PODCAST. That's 25% off at jamesallen.com, promo code PODCAST.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. A lot of news about the coaches today, right? Or at least introductions. Raheem Morris, we heard from him in our prior break, being introduced as the new head coach of the Atlanta Falcons. And then up in D.C., Dan Quinn, he was introduced as the new head coach of the Washington Commanders. Now, this did go on or did not go on without a little bit of controversy, because we all heard that Detroit Lions, their offensive coordinator, Ben Johnson, ultimately, you know, pulled himself out of the running to be the head coach. And a lot of it had to revolve around, if you want to pay attention to rumors, how much money he was demanding. That was one rumor. And then another one is, well, he didn't think that Joshua Harris and Magic Johnson, who he considered allegedly to be two basketball guys, was the right fit for him with his first head coaching job and his first head coaching opportunity. And so Ben Johnson, he stays in Detroit as the Lions offensive coordinator, and Dan Quinn comes on, and Dan Quinn becomes the head coach. A little bit of controversy as well, as we heard that Cliff Kingsbury, who we heard last on Friday, was going to be the offensive coordinator for the Las Vegas Raiders. Well, he is now the new offensive coordinator for the Commanders. So a little bit of a switcheroo. So what does that mean for the man who was the offensive coordinator for the Commanders last year under Ron Rivera? That means Eric Bieniemy is out of a job. And so if there was anything worth really taking a deep dive into, especially with Dan Quinn's introductory press conference, one of the most important things was, what the hell is going on with Cliff Kingsbury now that he's your OC? Take a listen to this.
Cliff has always been somebody that I've kept up with. Years ago, we both coached in college, and we first met each other at an award show and just kind of hit it off on that time, and then competed against each other. I certainly followed his career, you know, through his time at Tech and then into Arizona and competing. And so in the same way of why I wanted to hire Kyle years ago, like, he was hard to go against. He would stretch the field horizontally and vertically, and going against Cliff, those same feelings you had. This is going to be tough. Matchups, formation, speed, shots down the field, aggressiveness, boldness to go. And so as a coach, you were writing down some names, if this is something in your future, that said, if I get that shot, this is somebody I would want to talk to. And so that's where the start came from him.
Yeah, everybody loves Cliff Kingsbury to work with quarterbacks. I don't know if people loved him as a head coach, you know, out with the Cardinals. They certainly seem like one of the most undisciplined teams in the entire NFL. Just penalties all over the damn place. But Cliff Kingsbury is now going to lead the offense for these Washington Commanders. They do have the number 2 overall pick in this coming year's draft. They need to get their hands on a quarterback. And Cliff Kingsbury, he's worked with some of these QBs, more recently helping out with USC. And we know the USC quarterback that is going to be entering into the draft. We don't know if he is going to be available. It's Caleb Williams. Is he still going to be sitting there at number 2 for Washington? Yeah, it's a possibility. Cliff Kingsbury just worked with him. Cliff Kingsbury, at one point in time, worked with everybody from Patrick Mahomes to Johnny Manziel, Baker Mayfield, Case Keenum. He's had his share, Kyler Murray. And so they're expecting some of that same, just juice and magic to rub off on whoever they select at quarterback at number 2 or whoever they get their hands on. And so Dan Quinn talked about the guy who's coming in. Well, Dan, what about the guy going out in Eric Bieniemy?
You know, I had a good visit, Chick. I'm glad that you brought up EB, because I think he's an excellent coach. And so I had a chance to visit with him today. And so we'll continue that dialogue to go. He's, you know, no longer, we're not going to work together here. But in this coaching brotherhood, I wanted him to know, man, I really respect the work that he's done. And as coaches, you know, we all stay connected even though we're on different teams. So I wish EB nothing but the best.
Oh, damn, that's a... Hey, Hickey, that's a nice way to say, yeah, we spoke. We were talking earlier today. We had lunch. We went to prom, you know, took a walk around the White. What a nice way to say that you told the guy no thank you, right?
Quite the 180 there. Yeah, I was talking to him today. Oh, he's not working with us, so don't get the wrong impression here. We ain't hiring him.
Yeah. So, oh, what about Eric Bieniemy? Oh, we spoke, but I told him his services are no longer needed. Told him to hit the bricks. Maybe one day I'll see you later. I'm like, wow. What a way to go. And Dan Quinn knows, quote unquote, how it goes. Dan Quinn, yes, working in Seattle as their defensive coordinator, Legion of Boom this, and Dan Quinn getting his job hired by Thomas Dimitrov, who we spoke with earlier on in this show, to be the head coach of the Falcons, going to the Super Bowl, blowing the Super Bowl, getting fired, taking over in Dallas for at what the time was historically bad defense in that franchise's history, turning that around, and then dealing with all of the flirtations from Jerry Jones. Jerry Jones can't take a day without reminding Mike McCarthy that Dan Quinn is upstairs and he could take your job. And now they're going to be coaching against each other in the NFC East. That's just how the cookie crumbles. Dan Quinn, obviously, with Washington, and Mike McCarthy, for now, still leading the Dallas Cowboys. Dan Quinn continued on, and he talked about understanding and having a better idea of what he wants to execute being a head coach for the second time.
Spoiler alert, you'll hear me say often, be where your feet are. And actually, I try not to say it. I do try to live it. And I'm pretty good at it, too, with one exception. Over the past few years, there's five words that have probably tested my feet and my head. If I get another shot. And as a coach, you prepare for it, you study for it, and there's some lessons that you can't study for. There's lessons that you just have to live. And sometimes through success and sometimes also through adversity. But once you learn those lessons, all you want to do is grab them and run and prove it. So let me tell you, I am ready to run and prove it. Run like hell.
Whoa, wow. I'm motivated. To do what? Don't ask me, but I feel motivated after listening to Dan Quinn there. And he didn't stop. He talked about hard work and all that other stuff that comes with it.
I'm going to give myself a little grace and allow one swear word here because I've done a pretty good job so far. I haven't had any, and I swear a lot. But there is nothing I enjoy more than doing hard shit with good people. And these guys here, these are some really good people.
Whoa, I mean, Hickey, if you're going to use the expletive one time, you got to use it again to punctuate at the end.
Not wrong. We should have let it clear, too. You know, I'm just really drive home the point in case you missed it.
Yeah, you missed it the first time. I like doing hard blank, and we're going to do hard blank to have success. Well, hopefully they have success by identifying the next quarterback, the next guy to kind of lead the ship, because I do, and I say this about everybody. I've said it a lot over the past week. Especially as so many coaches get hired and Raheem Morris now has a job here in Atlanta. I don't care who the coach is. It's nice. Dan Quinn is nice. Ben Johnson would have been nice because he's an offensive mind, but he didn't want the job. Who's going to be quarterback? That's it. What are the Chicago Bears going to do with the number one overall selection? You know, I think that you need to just close down shop on Justin Fields, get him the hell up one out of there, and start fresh. Ryan Poles did not draft Justin Fields. And so is Caleb Williams even going to be available to be the quarterback for the Chicago Bears? And it's just very interesting that Cliff Kingsbury is there at two, the Commanders have the number two selection, and they just hired Cliff Kingsbury to help mold the offense and work with whatever quarterback they draft. And I am sure somehow, some way, that they are angling to get Caleb Williams. Would anybody be surprised if they drafted up into the number one spot? Wilder things have happened. We can't go out there and bet on it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let's get in Bob from Texas. Bob, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, man?
Hey, how you doing, JR?
I'm great. What's on your mind?
Well, I want your thoughts and opinion, partner, regarding Jim Marshall. And can you, I don't know, explain or what's the rationale from the Hall of Fame, why he's not in the Hall of Fame?
I can't give you no answer for that. I cannot give
isn't
you
that-
Well, hold on, Bob. Damn it, you asked me.
I'm sorry.
Shoot.
I'm all excited. I'm talking to JR.
Yeah, you're asking me quite. Yeah, I can't even get the answer out. It's okay, Bob. I'm happy that you're here. We're also up against the break. So here's what it boils down to, Bob. I can't give you rationale from a veterans committee. I can't give you rationale from Canton. I also cannot give you first-person rationale because I was not alive to see this man play football. And so I can only tell you what I've seen. I know the Minnesota Vikings have him in their Hall of Fame. I know he played almost forever for the Minnesota Vikings. And I couldn't tell you anything else, especially not from my own perspective or anyone else's. Why do you think he needs to go in?
Well, he played 20 years. He never missed a game. He played over 270 consecutive games, and he had the record for the longest time until Brett Favre, beat him
forever.
You know.
So yeah. Let me ask you this on a reverse: why do you believe he's not in?
I have no idea. I mean, it's like, it's ridiculous. I mean, I think it's shameful. I mean, he was one of the true Iron Men of football, and I had the honor and privilege to have seen him play. I remember my dad had met him a couple of different times, and he's a wonderful, wonderful man. He's 86 years old, okay. And it would be a shame, and I think it would be a disgrace to Mr. Marshall, to the NFL, to the Vikings, that he does
okay,
not
Okay, Bob. Well,
I'm very sentimental about this because he was
Bob, you're going to get cut off. We're both going to get cut off, okay?
Okay, I'm sorry.
Thank you for calling from Texas, and we'll figure that out. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Hey, NFL Media Night is coming in a minute. And then we're going to talk about Joel Embiid, not an Iron Man.
And now, another episode of Dr. Harry Balzac, Underwear Therapist.
Doc, I'm sweating the small stuff. I can't sit still. I feel like I'm in such a pinch.
Well, that sounds like a clear case of scrotus tutitis. To put it simply, you need to upgrade your underwear to Tommy John. They're soft,
breathable,
and lightweight.
Please tell me they're moisture wicking.
Naturally. Plus, they stretch and move with you, so you can keep your mind and everything else clear.
This solves everything.
Not quite everything, but the thousands of five-star reviews and Tommy John's best pair you'll ever wear or its free guarantee will give you the peace of mind you clearly need.
Thanks, Dr. Balzac.
You can get 20% off your first order right now at TommyJohn.com/victory. How does that make you feel?
Now can we talk about my...
Oh, I'm sorry, our time is up. But remember, 20% off your first order at TommyJohn.com/victory. TommyJohn.com/victory. See site for details.
A peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns...
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort, coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.